Firstly, we acknowledge the traditional owners of this land, the Ngunnawal people, bounded also by the Wiradjuri people. We acknowledge their elders past and present and their future leaders in this nation. By saying that, and that very often begins most public ceremonies these days, be it Australia Day or not, we actually acknowledge on church ground that we are not just on holy ground, but this is sacred soil. And we cannot talk about Australia Day without acknowledging that firstly. So it is appropriate that the traditional custodians of this land, in our case the Ngunnawal people and the Wiradjuri, that they have the appropriate recognition. It does two things. It gives dignity to the occasion that we have come second into this land. And firstly, it allows us to participate in the custom of our ancient Indigenous people, that custom of welcome. And in the custom of welcome and in dignity, they are two very Christian virtues. They do not belong to any one person or any one nation. They belong to the world. And in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, we have the example of welcome and restoring dignity to the individual and to the collective many. And on Australia Day, we acknowledge the Indigenous people of Australia, and we also acknowledge the newcomers ourselves, who now must immerse ourselves into the history of our First Nations people. I'm also well aware that on today, 26th of January, it is the National Day for India, and normally during routine times, our parish has a lot of members of the Indian community here today, so I want to acknowledge them as well. Now, many of you either do or don't watch the Australia Day Awards. And for those of you that have been here for the last 9 Australia Days with me, you know that I nearly always tap into those awards. And I look for a common theme, or look for what is the great symbol or the strength that is in those 4 awards. The first award last night was won by a New South Wales lady, Shana Wan, and she set up an organisation called Sober in the Country to stop the culture of celebrating everything with alcohol. So her theme is, it's okay to say no to a beer. And that resonates particularly loudly in a country, in the rural parts of Australia. That's where I come from as well. And every celebration is always around alcohol of some kind, particularly at the end of the workday, the end of the work week, somebody gets a promotion, somebody has a baby, even when somebody dies, there's always alcohol at it. And Shana has set up this thing, particularly in rural New South Wales, to encourage people to support those that say, no, I don't want to drink. It's a very, very good thing, because it is such a huge cultural problem in Australia that doesn't get any press much at all, is alcohol. So I thought that's a very worthy recipient, and it affects both the country and the city, and it affects our First Nations people as well, right across Australia. The second person was Dr. Daniel Knorr. Now, Daniel is in Sydney, and you may not be aware that the young person's Australia Day of the Year, they aged from 16 to 30 years of age. He's a doctor, so for the majority of his adult life, his senior adult life so far, doctors, as many of you would know, spend their years in study and then getting their registration and then going through if they specialise. So he's only 30, and he has already, starting last year, set up an institution called Streetside Medics, where he takes a little van with some other doctors and nurses and healthcare professionals around to the homeless in Sydney. They have 4 sites. And that's very, very much worth following what happens with Dr. Noor, because I believe that he will move what he started in Sydney right across the nation, supporting the homeless. And when we hear the statistics, they're not just numbers, 160,000 homeless people in Australia, and he's able to take free medical care to support them, which is not only giving the physical, but it's also, it must be giving the mental a support as well. It must also be making them feel welcome, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, and it must also give back the dignity to those people that, for whatever reason, that has been taken from them because they are homeless. And the next category for the Australian of the Year, of course, is the Senior Australian of the Year, and won by Val Dempsey, an Australian, a Canberran. And some of you may know Val. She's been volunteering since she was a little cadet with the St John's Ambulance. Over 50 years, she has become the auntie, the great auntie, if you like, of St John's Ambulance in Australia. And it's interesting, her mission now is to try to get governments to take on board that when somebody goes for their driver's licence, they must have completed at least the basic first aid, because it is the first people who arrive at a car accident that make the difference within that 5 to 7 minutes, she tells us, of saving lives. Can you see the pattern that's happening here with these people? It's nearly always about saving lives, improving the dignity of people's lives in those three awards. And the final, of course, Australian of the Year was the amazing Dylan Alcott, who has won the Grand Slam, the only male ever to do so in tennis. And he competed in his semi-finals for the Australian Open yesterday, finished at 1 o'clock, jumped on a plane, flew up here and then won Australian of the Year. Well, I think you say awarded, I don't think we would say won. And Dylan is not only a philanthropist, a passionate sportsman, he has set up an organisation to encourage those with disabilities to live the fullest life possible. So our other three recipients are really working in the area of saving life, and Dylan is talking about living the fullest life. Let nothing hold us back, no matter what our age or our condition, our ability or our disability. Fine young and not so young human beings trying to make a difference. But the theme that I see very clearly tying into our readings and to what we concentrate on at this time is saving lives but improving the quality of life. And I would translate that into, as my opening words, with saving lives and giving back the dignity of life is certainly in the Christian virtues of welcome and improving the world, making sure that we leave it better than when we found it. Now, most of us will not receive awards during the course of our life, but as Christians, we do not seek that either. And in one sense, we should be the great volunteers. And I commend to you, and I want to thank particularly on this Australia Day, all the people that have supported myself, but supported the running of this parish. Everything from looking after Father Alex, for example, while I was away for that 2 weeks, and those that make everything happen in this church, everything from our liturgy to the decorations, to the music, to the welcome, to supporting us behind the scenes. That's volunteer gospel action in action, and I want to thank you and acknowledge you. I would encourage you all this year, if you felt that you could get involved in something, have a scratch around and say, what can I do to improve the welcome in our parish, and what can I do to improve the dignity of people who come to our parish, and especially the dignity of those who perhaps feel that they're not welcome here.